To confidently decide who will win any race is bold, but it's what Tina Guerrero believed all along in District 3. She's a part of the very small Alamo City Democrats.
We're up like 20 of us.
And they block walk, but not for anyone.
We work for winners, and we chose her to walk for. And look what happened.
Psychic abilities notwithstanding, Guerrero says Rebecca Villagran would be the best choice for the District 3 City Council seat. That's because she says Ozuna appeared disconnected to residents and neighborhoods on the south side. At Villagran's victory party Saturday night, she told TPR host Crystal Chavez why Ozuna lost this race.
People y'all talked to were displeased with Ozuna. What were the concerns they had?
Not returning phone calls. Making complaints. So we're trying to make complaints. Another big issue, and it's going to be an issue for her too, code compliance. Apparently they'd come, make a report, but nothing was ever done. And this had to do with drainage, sidewalks, of course, loose dogs.
Villagran says it's a grassroots effort that gave her the victory. Of course, she does know how City Hall operates. The former council laide and appointee to the Mayor's Commission on the Status of Women in 2011, Villagran says she's all about the community. She also applied for the seat when District 3 Councilwoman Jennifer Ramos left early to run for another office, only to be passed over in favor of Ozuna. Still, she says that didn't discourage her, nor did big endorsements for her opponent.
Absolutely, because we always had the community support, the District 3 residents and the community supports behind us. So that is what mattered to us the most. And when we had that, we just kept moving forward, full steam ahead.
Villagran told me on election night she wants to tackle infrastructure, look at the city's new ethics code, and focus on economic progress.
I think we have a lot of opportunity in the South Side, most definitely, but whenever we come to the South Side, we have to make sure that it is going to be in planning with the neighborhoods and also speak to the essence and the identity of the South Side.
Blockwalkers like Tina Guerrero say they look at races from the people's perspective.
We've been blockwalkers. We blockwalked for Pete Gallego. I blockwalked for Philip Cortez, and he won. All of our candidates have won.
If there's a connection to the candidate, she believes that's who people will send to City Hall. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.